My name is Ken Cummings, and I'm a senior at Yellowwood Academy, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Galatea. Galatea is a Greek name from a myth in which a sculptor falls in love with the sculpture he has created and it is brought to life. In my story, the pronoun you refers to a memory, and it refers to the present. You stand close to her. She turns to you and smiles. You do not smile back. Your smile is a poor imitation of the real thing. Instead, you nod. You do not calculate the difference in the width of her smile. You stand facing forward. You follow the movement in the room. You dedicate the processors that were not calculating the width of her smile to track your surroundings. People walk past. People glance at you. People glance at her. It will take you approximately 0.67 seconds to step in front of anyone who tries to grab her. It would take you an additional 0.89 seconds to apprehend them. Someone walks by. You can detect the air displacement their movement causes. You shift closer to her side. She glances at you and rolls her eyes. I don't remember programming you to be this overprotective. You're worse than my brother. Worse, less efficient? Are your actions inadequate for the situation? Did you miscalculate? No. Her tone is light. She is teasing. Worse than my brother, designation brother, is known to be protective. Translation, you are being more protective than her brother. Statement reflects positively on your current directive. You remain vigilant. You straighten your cybernetic spine and lift your chin in response to the praise. She calls it preening. She purses her lips to hold in laughter. She opens her mouth to speak. There is a shift in air pressure. You detect air moving far more rapidly than it was a microsecond previously. You detect heat building up. You move. It will take you 0.83 seconds to cover her body. You are inactive within 0.99. It does not know how much time has passed since it was last active. It lifts its arms and reaches toward the back of its neck. It must unplug. It must leave. It must find her. It must find her. It must find her. It must assess the situation. Unknown time. Unknown place. Unknown people. Manual search will be inefficient. Gather data. Request. What is my location? It asks. The people in lab coats glance at each other. One shifts from foot to foot, the other wipes under their nose. Signs of discomfort. Acting human is something it tries to avoid. Some find its inhumanity disconcerting. It prefers to use its processing power on more important tasks than running human behavior models. She has never minded its speech patterns or movement, but the current situation requires a different approach. Where am I? It asks, with the appropriate inflection. The strangers immediately appear more at ease. You're in Stillwater General Hospital, the one on the left answers. Why? There was an explosion at Hook Station. You and your companion were caught in it. Companion? Agatha. They meant Agatha. Where is she? It forgot to sound human. It doesn't care. It needs to find her. She's a few floors down, but you're not in any state. It unlocks the charging port. It pulls out the plug from its neck. Its synthetic muscles seize for the smallest moment, just like every time it unplugs itself. It takes only a second, but every second not used to find Agatha is a waste. It steps out of the charging station. The strangers are speaking. It ignores them. It exits the room. It moves down the hall to where the elevators must be. It registers footsteps from behind. It hears someone speaking. It is not wasting its processors by actively translating the speech. It does not matter. It will not stop.